Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A legislative committee charged with identifying problems in Missouri's health care markets met today in Jefferson City. House Republican Justin Hill of Lake St. Louis, who chairs the panel, is attracted to a plan put forth by the Trump administration. The proposal would let states opt out of some of the 10 essential health benefits required under Obamacare. He thinks it would be appropriate to drop services that drain a disproportionate amount of money from the system.
Once you give somebody something, they don't want to lose it, of course. We understand that. But if we can make the case that that essential health benefit is turning the risk pool upside down and it's for the greater good, then who would be against that?
Trump's proposed change to essential health benefits is currently in a comment period and won't go into effect for months, if not a year, if it's adopted. A Northwest Missouri murder suspect may be in the Columbia area. Independence police say Nathan Hendricks is one of three people tied to the killing of a 72-year-old man there a week and a half ago. A Kansas City woman may be with him. Hendricks is considered armed and dangerous. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcraft wants to change state law to allow his office, not local election authorities, to estimate how much each election will cost. The legislature has removed most or all estimated or e-budget line items to prevent departments from getting out of hand with spending more than projected.
We're working with the legislature to hopefully come up with some criteria that if these certain criteria are met, then an E could be given in the budget. We have some special funds that we think an E would be appropriate.
Ashcraft also says changing the law would also help speed up the repayment process to local election authorities. He says they sometimes have to wait more than a year to get reimbursed for election costs. The Missouri Department of Transportation director calls texting while driving an epidemic. Brian Howsworth reports.
Director McKenna says it is an epidemic of people texting while driving. Today he called on lawmakers to pass a bill to ban texting while driving. He says that thousands of people are dying a year from it across the country.
Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says a settlement has been reached between 24 states and Vietnam National Headquarters, resulting in the organization's closure. Investigations revealed that Vietnam also made deceptive claims to Missourians about actually helping veterans in Missouri and providing medical facilities and treatment to veterans. The health care plan, which covers more than 95 Missouri state employees and retirees, is now allowing members to opt out of birth control coverage within the plan if it's against their religious beliefs or moral convictions. Members have until November 20th to decline the services for the upcoming year. This is Missouri Net News.